I see here on your profile that that you were originally from Fort Smith, but you now call Yellowknife home, and you work as an educational assistant at the amazing. Calamy. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure it's the Calamy Dene School. So I'm curious, how did you come to work at the Dene School here in Yellowknife, and how have you enjoyed working there so far?
Yeah. It's been 3 years working at Calamy Dene School. I was working with one of the diamond mines for probably 15 years, I think it was. And then I made a career change 3 years ago, and I started working as an educational assistant, and it's been amazing. I love it. It's fulfilling. The kids are amazing. The school's amazing. So supportive. And it's been great.
And it also says here, you one of the ways you love to give back is you're the founder of Pay It Forward NWT. And this is an organization, or a group rather, that helps encourage others to give back. Maybe if people listening out there don't know, kind of just give a bit of a rundown of what Pay It Forward NWT is and kind of what the whole group entails.
Mm-hmm. Pay It Forward, I created, I think we're close to 10 years now, maybe. I first originally created just to give, to create a platform for others that wanted to be involved in the community to give back. And from that grew events that I would coordinate and then put on with help of volunteers. And then most of them, it gave back to families in need. So we did like a clothing drive. We had an event for a while called Christmas in July where we had used clothing for the homeless or those that needed it. We provided a lunch. We had toiletries. For a while, we did the purple pantry, what was a pantry set up downtown where people would just drop off extra food that they weren't going to use. We had that going for a while. And it just, encourages people to give and to get involved in their community. And that was, my whole goal for that.
Yeah, that sounds like a great goal to have. You were speaking about a couple of the programs that you did or put together and organized while you had started the Pay It Forward NWT group. What's kind of one of these programs that initiatives that you started with the group that just really sticks out in your mind?
Two of them actually stick out. So one is the Purple Pantry. We know food here, the prices are high. It's hard to get healthy food. So that was, one of the initiatives that I'm really proud of is starting that, and sadly, it couldn't go on. It was when it was operating, it was used and it was filled all the time, and people were taking what they needed out there and leaving back what they didn't need. So, I mean, that was, it was a great project to see succeed.
My apologies. Not mean to cut you off there. You said there was two that really stuck in your mind. The first one was the Purple Pantry one, and what was the second one, Renee?
The Christmas in July. It grew from just giving out backpacks to having backpacks filled with toiletries. We had a hot lunch provided. We had the clothing drive. We've seen a lot of need from that as well, and I think we had that event 5 years in a row, and then we kind of took a break from that. But when it was, when we had it up, we had a lot of people come through the building and take what they need.
And it also says here in your bio that you're the mother of two boys. So how do you find getting to, balance your family life and being the mother of two, as well as balancing your activism life and trying to put stuff together and running stuff like the Pay It For, or running stuff like the Pay It Forward NWT mm-hmm. group?
It's been a challenge. Both of my boys are special needs, so there's a lot of attention from that. But I also come from a very supportive family where, they support me. They encourage me to go out and do this. And I feel like doing these events and giving back helps me stay sane. And, you just leave with a good feeling of being able to do something to give back. And like I said, my two boys are special needs, and we get a lot of support and help from all over the community. So this enables me to give back.
And yeah, you mentioned something there, and I wanted to touch on that a little bit more. I always find when I chat with people who, you know, do these things in their communities and give back, it always seems to stem from either someone they dealt with growing up or someone, you know, was an inspiration to them and allowed them to kind of like see this is something they could do when they grew up and got older. Was there anyone specifically in mind that kind of inspired you to kind of have this attitude of like giving back? Who was kind of someone like along your way that kind of really like inspired this kind of this path you blazed for yourself?
I would have to say it was my parents. They've always encouraged me to give back, to help others, not to look down on people. I remember sitting around the dinner table every night, and my dad would ask, like, did you do a good deed today? So that was kind of our goal. It's like, okay, I got to do something because he's going to ask. So, yeah, I think that's where that all stemmed from. And still to this day, they have they give back all the time. And, yeah, it's just it's really nice to see.
I can imagine, yeah, like having that that good teaching come down from your parents. It helps you kind of like, as you said, like pay it back, push it forward. And lastly here, speaking of parents and people that kind of like pass down stuff, giving advice, if, you know, there's anybody listening who is, you know, they're interested in, you know, maybe they have the feeling that they want to do something out in their community, whether that's start a program or maybe get involved with a community group, but they're just not really sure how to go about it. What's, you know, like a piece of advice or some words of encouragement that you would give somebody who might have been in the same position you were in, like your teen years, not really sure, you know, how they can give back? What would you say to them?
Reach out. Talk to other people that do programs. I remember, like, putting on my first event and being really nervous and thinking, oh, my God, this is going to fail. But you just go for it. And, like, you may think of something that's really amazing, and then you tell other people, like, no, that's not going to work. But if you really believe in it, just do it. Just go and do it. And there's, like, come on to Paid Forward MWT Facebook page. Ask questions. I'm here to help. I've, you know, talked to other people before. I've gone into schools. I'm more than happy to give you any information that I can help for you to succeed in whatever you want to create and do for your community. Just thank the community for the continued support. I mean, I have come up with crazy initiatives, and thankfully I've had supporters and a lot of people wanting to donate and get involved. So thank you for that.